You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Os Yedalid. Od Yesh Dover Shemol Imbo V'harav Mechaber Lo Heviyo. There is another case where there would, thank you very much, where there would be Mi'ilah, that the Chinuch himself does not bring. The Kaimalon, the Yesh Mi'ilah B'Konamais. There's a Sugi in Adarim Lamed Hey, Amar Aleph, and in Shvuas Chav Beis Ma Beis, that discusses an interesting idea of Yesh Mi'ilah B'Konamais. Now, what does that mean? Now, it has to do with the halachas of Nedarim. Now, at the very beginning of Maseches Nedarim, there's a long discussion in the famous first Ran. How does a person achieve what we read yesterday afternoon? Ki yidor neder. A man has the ability to make a neder, which means he has the ability to take something which is mutter to him and make it asur to him, or something that's his property, and he can make a neder and make it asur to everybody else in the world, provided it's his property. Because as a general rule, ein adam oser davar shein or shelo. So a person can either take something which he owns and make it asur to everybody, or take something which he does not own and make it asur to him. And only him. That's called a neder prati and a neder klal. A neder prati is where the individual himself can asur anything in the world upon him, or a neder klali, where he can take something that he owns and make it to asur to anybody or everyone in the world. So the Ran at the beginning of the Durham discusses how this takes place. So the Ran says there's a classical case of being matfis, that a person compares this object to a korban. And he says, Hare dover zek korban alai. Now the first Mishnah in Nedarim says, Kol kinuya Nedarim ki Nedarim. And the Gemara later on David Gimel says, as Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how it works. But a person does not need to say, Dover zeh osur like a korban la Hashem. The Gemara says, at the end of the day, we did not want people using the word Hashem, because they may be using it levatala. Because people may take a shortcut and not just say, Dover zeh osur like a korban la Hashem. They might just be saying, Dover zeh osur like la Hashem, and use the words Hashem without achieving anything. Therefore, they shortened it to say, Dover zeh osur like a korban. And from that, the word korban became distorted, and it became, Hare zeh dover zeh osur alike kekoinich. Meaning that there was the word korban became a bit, became like a slang word, and it was not korban, but it was koinim. So people would say, Dover zeh koinim alai. This object was a koinim on me, meaning like a korban upon me. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey wants to know that if a person has an object and he says, Kikar zeh osur like a koinim, or Kikar zeh koinim, where he is doing the classical neder and comparing this object to a korban, the Gemara has boya. Boya merav huna mi rava. The Gemara says, yesh mi'ila bekonomos, ein mi'ila bekonomos. If a person creates a neder through using the lashon korban, whether it's the proper word korban or whether it's the slang, the kinui of kainim, does, if the person violates the neder, in addition to bal yachel, is he also over an Isser Me'ilah? Since what the person is trying to do is make equivalent this object to a korban, at the end of the day, if his neder is chal, and he says, Dover zeh osur like ke korban, and then he eats, let's say, that kikar, would you say that there's also a violation of Me'ilah? Because since what this person is trying to do is transfer the identity of a korban onto this kikar, the kikar somehow absorbs some aspect of a korban, and there's yesh me'ilah bekonamos. Now it's interesting, a lot of people are medayik in the Ran.
But does it depend on his machshava, or that's an automatic thing?
The Gemara doesn't seem to say it depends on his machshava. The Gemara seems to say that once a poor person is trying to attribute the isurim that exist on a korban to an object, the object itself may have enough of an identity to be mechayev and me'ilah. So the Gemara says, "Boy Rav Huna Mirav, Yesh Me'ilu B'Kanamos, Ein Me'ilu B'Kanamos." There's a very interesting Ran there, where the Ran says, "Yesh Me'ilu B'Kanamos, the Ha Chayev B'Korban Asha." The Ran says, and he'd be Chayev in a Korban Asha. The question that we're going to have to ask ourselves is, if Yesh Me'ilu B'Kanamos, how many of the dinim of Me'ilah actually apply to that kikar? The one instance is, the Gemara just says Me'ilah. But we know Me'ilah carries a few things with it. Me'ilah carries a carbon with it, it carries a chiv keren, a chiv chomesh, and it's yotzel l'chulin. So do you say all of those things? That's the big question in the sugya. How many of those things actually apply if yesh Me'ilah b'konomos? All the Ran says, if yesh Me'ilah b'konomos, interesting. The Ran just says v'yechayev korban ashev. He's chayev a korban ashev. So at least the Ran says there's the minimal chiyuv that if a person says harei kikar zeh alai ke korban or harei zukainim, that if he goes ahead and he eats it, he then is chayev a korban me'ila. According to the Ran, that is what yesh me'ila b'kanamos means. So let's read the Minchas Chinuch. Od yesh davar shomo limbo. Let me ask you a question. I always ask this question based on the fact that I heard many shurim from Soloveitchik. He would ask immediately, he would say, or the Soloveitchiks in general would say, where, if you were the Rambam, where would you list this halacha? I'm curious, if you're the Rambam, where would you put this halacha?
When you say this, which halacha?
This halacha of Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamos. It's very interesting. What?
Hilchos Me'ilah.
Interesting. Or Hilchos Nedarim.
Or Nedarim.
So that's the question. Where would you put it?
I think Nedarim.
I would have thought Nedarim, right? The Rambam puts in Hilchos Me'ilah. It's interesting. The Rambam in Perek Dal Halacha Tes of Me'ilah says, Yesh Me'ilah ben Nedarim. Just interesting. Is that significant? Do you think that's significant where the Rambam lists it? I was just wondering about it. Because very often, and this is not only something the Briskers do, other people do it also. I remember I was once having a discussion with Usher Arieli, and something really bothered me. I remember that when I was learning Yevamos, there's halachas of shnias. Shnias are those arayas that are not asur midoraisa. For instance, as strange as it seems, a grandmother is not asur midoraisa, but a grandmother is asur midorabanan, and they are called in the language of the Gemara shnias. And I remember saying, let me look up the Rambam where he brings halachas shnias. So I immediately took out Ram Hilchos Isuri Bia, and I saw it's nowhere in Hilchos Isuri Bia. It's in Hilchos Ishus. So I once asked Rav Asher Arieli, did that ever bother you? He says, of course it bothered me, why the Ram puts in Hilchos Ishus. Then he started telling me, L'chora, it's totally in two days in the tour about what exactly Shnias are, whether Shnias has Tfisas Kedushin Midrabana or not. And he told me a whole thing. So it's just interesting. It's not just a Brisker thing, it's a general thing. You have to see where the Rambam brings down these halachas. So I'm not sure if there's any significance to it, but it's interesting to me that I initially intuitively thought the Rambam would bring it down Hichos Nedarim, but I see he brings down Hichos Me'ilah. You would have thought Hichos Me'ilah to begin with? Because that's what you said.
That's what I said, but and I would suggest that he must hold like the Ram. Again, I'm not knowing
even that,
very
Rambam
much about it.
In the Dorim, he didn't say it so.
Pardon me?
The Ram said it in the Dorim.
Because that's a sugi. The sugi is in the Dorim and Shavuos. Interesting.
So where does he say it? He says it in the Dorim?
Who?
Yesh Kanamus bin Nedarim.
The Rambam?
Yesh Me'ilah bin Nedarim.
In Me'ilah.
In Me'ilah.
Right.
In Me'ilah. The Mar is in the Dorim. The Ram is in the Dorim. The Ram put it in Me'ilah. Let's put down the coffee.
Just interesting, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. But the point is that it's not just, if at all, a din of lo yachol devaro, it's a din of kedusha, which is a pella, which is an amazing,
it is an interesting pella.
An amazing concept. It's only kedusha vis-a-vis you, and it's not be'etzim. It's not be'etzim kodesh.
Okay, let's see a little about the halacha.
Why isn't it a pella to you that it can be toifus a karma to ask for something? That's where the pella starts. He says something. He's toilet in a karma. He could say, this should be to me like his chayfetz. I can't touch your chayfetz. I can't take that watch. So I want this watch to be also to me like that watch. Does it work? I need koinam. I need a karma. That's the problem. That's where the whole thing starts from.
Yeah.
And that's the whole Masechta Nedarim. That's the first
thing. Right. As a matter of fact, that's the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel says, that the second perek says, if a person says, Harei kikaza also like a chazir, he said nothing. Because you can't make a neder bedavar asur, you can only make a neder bedavar hanidor. That's the pasuk we read yesterday, kasher yidor neder. The double lashon yidor neder means a neder has only a chalois to create an iser if I compare this object to something else that's been donated. Meaning a korban that's been donated and because of its donation is prohibited to me, then I can be toila in that korban because of davar hanidor. But if it's something the davar ha'aser, like chazir, and I say davar is kikar zeke chazir, there's no chalois neder. Because the neder is only chal if you're noder b'davar hanoder. So the question is, how far does it go? So, okay, let's read the Minchas Chinuch. Oshay davar shemo limbo. V'harava mechaber lo hiviyu. The Chinuch does not bring this. Interesting. The Rambam brings this halacha of yesh me'ila b'kanam as nechus me'ila. The Chinuch, when he speaks about me'ila here, does not bring it. The question is, does the Chinuch anywhere in Sefer HaChinuch bring this halacha of yesh me'ila b'kanamus? Meaning, and I didn't look this up, I didn't even think of looking this up last night, but should the Chinuch have at least brought yesh me'ila b'kanamus in Parshas Matos when he speaks about Nedarim? Because where he speaks about me'ila here, the Chinuch does not bring yesh me'ila b'kanamus.
I'll try to answer. The Chinuch is counting mitzvahs. It's not a separate mitzvah.
I understand.
So the Rambam is a codifier.
Right, he's bringing all halachas.
Yeah, he's not a sure.
See, I'm not saying that the Chinuch should bring it, but I'm just interested to think if there is there anywhere that the Chinuch educates concerning this halacha, right? So he doesn't bring it here. I have to look in Matos, but I doubt he brings it there either, correct? Because it's not, you know, wise and incumbent upon him to bring it. I ain't Rambam Khan. The Rambam, as we said, Hechos Me'ila, Perek Dal Halacha, Tes v'yud, hein b'konim klali. The Rambam says, clarifies, whether it's a konim klali, meaning, k'ga'on sha'omar, kikazer hektesh o korban, whether he says this object is like hektesh or a korban, meaning it's his own object, and he says, you know what, this object of mine, I am making to the world like hektesh or a korban, hein b'konim prati, or whether it's a neder that's a personal neder, meaning the object, once again, does not have to belong to him for him to asser it on himself. And when there's a konim prati, sh'omar kikazeh alai, right, he goes into a bakery, and he points to that Danish, right, I guess this is a good way to diet, correct? Guy goes into the bakery, and he points to the cheese Danish, and he says, kikazeh alai, kehekdesh o kekorban. Even though he has not accomplished anything for anybody else in the world, o sheoser chefzo achavero, or like we said, he takes his own chefetz and he answers it not to the world but to a specific chevra. Bekulam yesh me'ila. In all of those cases, yesh me'ila. Bekainem lamed ches now. B'kainem klali kula molu. The Chiddush of the Gemara is interesting. That even though I am an innocent bystander, and I have not participated in this hatfasa, if the person in the bakery, who owns the bakery, says, this cheese dinner is also into anyone who comes in here, ke korban, if someone comes into the bakery, and eats the cheese Danish, that person is Moel. So what's interesting is, even though the person's an innocent bystander and has no participation in the Maisa HaFlaw, just like a person could take his own object and asser it to somebody else. And by the way, it's a very interesting thing. Let me ask you a question. If a person goes ahead and assers his own object on somebody else, let's not talk about the Mila aspect. In general, a person says, Hare kikar sheli, my kikar, my piece of bread, my bagel, is asur on the whole world kikorban. Without getting into me'ila, just by hilchos nedarim, that object is asur to the whole world. Let's say someone now comes along and eats that bagel. The neder has been violated. Who gets the malchus? Does the third party who heard the neder and eats the bagel get the malchus? Or does the person who made the neder get the malchus? Meaning, I make a neder that my bagel is usher to the whole world. And let's say everyone hears it. Hare kikar shali usher al kula oilam kikorban. There's a chalitz neder, because adam oisa davar shalo. Person can ask for his own object. Now some guy comes along, a smart aleck, and eats the guy's bagel. Who gets the malchus? So it's a machloikas Ron and Rambam in the Durham, interesting test of a mouth. Who gets the malchus? The Ron says the person who gets the malchus is the person who made the neder. The Ron says if I make a neder and someone else eats the bagel, I'm the one who uttered the words, and lo yachel devaro. My words have the words have been violated. So if someone goes ahead and eats the bagel that I said, bagels are asra kol olam, the Ron says the guy who makes the neder is the one who gets the malchus. The Rambam says it's the guy who eats the bagel who gets the malchus. So it's very interesting that there's a general machloikas when someone has a chalitz neder, who has the isur lo yachel devaroi? Is it the person, the third party, who never uttered anything but heard the declaration, or is it the person who made the declaration? However, here the Gemara says that when it comes to yesh me'ilu b'konamais, if I say kikor zeh osur alai kek korban, put bal yachel devaro aside, that's machlekes Ran and Rambam. The Gemara says if someone comes along and now eats the bagel, im yesh me'ilu b'konamais, the Gemara says the person who ate the bagel brings the korban me'ila, not the person who uttered the words. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, kula mola, anyone who partakes in that object is over me'ila. Ubekonem prati, but if someone says, kikor zeh osur alai, meaning he's making a personal neder, this object is osur to me like a korban, da osur al atzmo, where he asks that object to himself, so if he's just making a personal neder, this object is offered to him like a korban, then he is mayel and not another person. V'cheinim asur chavtzo al chaveira, right? But if a person says kikor zeh asur alecha ke korban, right? Then chaveira ma'ol v'lohu. Then if his friend goes ahead and eats it, then the halacha is the friend is ma'ila, not him. Which is fascinating. You have somebody who does not partake in the neder at all, correct? Nevertheless, there is an objective kedusha or status that this object gets. Which is very interesting, because this sounds like the Gemara Nedarim Bezim Abayis. The Gemara Nedarim Bezim Abayis wants to know the order of the Mishnah. It says, Kol kinuya nedarim kinedarim. Then it says, Kol kinuya shvuas kishvuas. So the Gemara says, why does it say, Kol kinuya nedarim kinedarim, Kol charami charami kicharam, etc. Then it says, Kol kinuya shvuas kishvuas. The Gemara says, why doesn't shvua listed right after neder? So the Gemara says, neder and shvua are different categories. Neder, the Gemara says, the asr chavtza aleh. That neder is a person is asking the chefetz on himself. Shvua is, the Gemara says, Issa Gavra. The Gavra is asking himself on the object. But how far does this go? It doesn't just mean how do you view the Issa on the individual vis-a-vis the object. It appears that if Yesh Me'ila B'Konomos, there's a real Issa in the chefetz. The chefetz really has a chalais like a korban. So if I say kikor zeh asur al kol ha'olam, and it's my kikor, and if yesh me'ila b'konamos, and someone else comes and is mayel and eats it, that third party who's never made a statement is also mayel. Now the Gemara says something very interesting. There's a braisa the Gemara brings in Lamed Ham Aleph in the Dorim that says v'kainem klali yesh lo pidgin, that if you're going to say that yesh me'ila b'konamos And if I say kikar zeh asr al kol ha'olam, if I take my own kikar and say it's asr to the whole world like a korban, then anyone who comes and eats it has chayav a korban me'ila at least, like the Ran is me'ila. It lends itself to a kula of hekdesh, that I can redeem the object. And it's like hekdesh not only to the extent that there's a korban me'ila, but I can redeem the object in yesh lo pidyon. So it's interesting that if yesh me'ila bekonomos, there's also the ability to be paid the object that you made a neder on. However, the Gemara says, if the neder that I made is harei ze osur alai kekorban, and I have not created a general reality for the world that the object's like a korban, then it has no me'ila. The Ran explains that it depends on the level of kedusha you infuse the object with.
Well, it says ain lo pidyon, but we said before there is me'ila.
There is me'ila for the one individual, but since it's not me'ila for the whole world, the Gemara says ain lo pidyon.
There's no pidyon even for the person who
correct.
Created the yisur.
There's no pidyon at all, right? The Ran explains because since it does not morph hekdesh totally, correct? Because it's not a general isur to the whole world, and since it does not get an objective status as hekdesh for the whole world, there's no pidyon. But this halach of pidyon is very interesting, right?
Yeah. Well, wait until you finish.
Yeah.
Take a look at this. There's two statuses, and there turns out to be a third one. Let's talk.
The konim kol yesh lo pidyon.
Konim kol kulam mal. Right.
Correct.
Konim prati the asal asmoi hu mal lo yachin.
Right.
Now, the chen.
Right.
Im also chefta chaveroi.
Which is a konim kol, correct?
That's what it is.
Why do you call that a konim kol?
He should put it over there. Why is it konim kol? Because it's not, it's for other person, even though it's only a singular person. He didn't ask for the whole world, he just asked for one person. The whole thing's funny how he sets it up.
It sounds like he's classifying that as a konim prati, but for the other individual.
It can be, because, why? Because it's,
why not?
Because he asked for somebody else. Konim prati is the osal atzmai.
V'chein osar al chavero. Klali is to the whole world. Prati is to any single individual, either himself or his friend. That's what it sounds like, the classification.
No, it sounds like there are two cases of konim prati.
Yes.
One is a konim prati, I ask it just to myself, or I ask it to one individual, but not to the world.
The only thing is, klali means when I ask it somebody else.
Yeah, but the question is, if I ask it something just to one person, I said, kikar zeh sheli osur alecha kekorban. Is that a pidyon or not?
Can that be nifta? So it sounds like probably not.
I think not. I think it has to be also to the whole world to have pidyon. I
has
think
to have
so.
A true status.
That's the shot.
What if it's five people, not the whole world? Is it?
I'm not sure. Tell you the truth.
If it's not the whole world.
You know, I'll be honest. I read through the sugya and I can't answer this question. I'm sorry. I wasn't careful. I apologize. It is that.
What's the nakuda here? It's because somebody else is a lot, is a little, you know.
In other words, is it that once it's more than myself, this pidyon, does it have to be everybody in the world for pidyon?
That's what it sounds like.
Right.
The half morphed.
It sounds like it has to be completely to everybody. Half.
Yeah.
In order for it to be pidyon.
Only people in the world.
Right.
It's not the whole world.
Right.
You could find it out. Look at interesting.
Amazing.
By the way, I just want to mention something very interesting. There is a big discussion in Achronim. You know, the Achiezer, who is famous for, you know, all the Shilas, all the Reform rabbis in America want to know about Mila and everything, right? And Geras. He discusses this question. In Chelek Yoredei Simin Yud Ches, Reb Chaim Eiser wants to know, when you say Yesh Me'ila, does that mean that there's any Mamanus to Hekdesh or not? Meaning, what does this mean, Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos? Meaning, Chaim Eiser wants to know, is it just that there's a kedusha aspect to the object, or is there also a mamonos aspect to this object that hekdesh has a certain din mamon on it?
So which hekdesh is going to get it?
Right.
Or the real hekdesh stand up, and we don't have a better bias here.
Right.
So who's going to get it?
Well, who gets the carrot? You're talking about the carrot and the chaimish.
Whatever.
Right.
Whatever.
So is there carrot and chaimish? Because I saw the Birchas Avram, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah, Rav Avram Erlinger, says he wants to understand here, is there Keren Chaimish? Because he's Madaik in the Ran. The Ran only talks about Korban Me'ila. The Ran does not talk about Tashlumin of Keren V'Chaimish. Is there Tashlume Keren V'Chaimish by this? And if so, who do you pay it to?
Right, so therefore there's nobody to pay it, that can't be. See, he never had that right. In mind.
In other words, is there? So he has this interesting discussion.
Well, let's put it this way. When it's kind of malai, his own chayfetz, so who's the moment he's going to go to? It can't go to him?
No, if it's hegdish, it's hegdish, but there's no hegdish here. There's no hegdish. There's no Beis HaMikdash.
It's all fake. Let's even say it's a time of the Beis HaMikdash, correct? Yeah. It's a fake act. The object has this pseudo or fictional status, correct? And that fictional kedusha means the Torah wants you to take your word seriously. Therefore, we're going to impose upon you a chiv korban.
You don't know the time of the Beis HaMikdash if I wouldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he meant. But here, he said he couldn't have meant that. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, you only say, Pargin and Devorah, I don't know what you want to call it. Therefore, his whole intention, we spoke about before, what's his intention? His intention is to aser. So there's no
his intent is not to make it hektish. Because then it would be a regular nether hektish. His intent is to make it aser to him, is to do regular nedarim. But the Torah's mechadish, that regular nedarim, have to be in the form that you compare it and make it equivalent to a korban. So, boy Rav Huna Mirav, when the Torah said this formula, that you are comparing this object to hektish, does it entail with it any dine hektish? So the Gemara says, Yesh me'ilu bekonomus. Rav Erlinger is medayik in the Ran, that the Ran only says korban me'ila. That there is no tashlumin, tashlume me'ila.
Amazing.
Chaim Eiser in Chelek Yerodei Simin Ches says it depends on which neder you take. If it's a neder prati, there'd be no tashlumin. But if it's a neder klali, he says that it's mechadesh to you, there is tashlumin. And the tashlumin, he wants to be mechadesh Reb Chaim Eiser, would taka go to the Berek Habayis.
Beautiful. It's consistent with the idea of pidyon and not pidyon.
But it's interesting. It's klali, so I'm asking you an interesting
who's
question.
Pidyon? Who does the pidyon go to?
I'm asking you an interesting question. So the fact that there's pidyon, does that clarify and that's clear that's mumminous? Meaning, can I have a concept of pidyon without mumminous? Meaning, is that a knockdown riot for Reb Chaim Eiser that there has to also be a mumminous aspect to Yesh Me'ilu B'Konomos because there's pidyon? What would you say?
I would say yes. Okay. And who does the pidyon go to?
So I just want to let you know. Right. Who does the pidyon go to? That's interesting. So I just want to tell you, there's a very famous piece from Moshe Soloveitchik where he says that he spoke to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said there were two dinim in pidyon.
Which Reb Chaim?
Reb Moshe Soloveitchik's father.
Reb Chaim Soloveitchik.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there another one? Yeah, in the Soloveitchik world, when you say Reb Chaim, you only meet one person. In all due respect to the Telzers, they're not meaning Reb Chaim Telzer either.
Right. Nor Reb Chaim Kanievsky.
Okay, well, not 1920, that's for sure.
Right.
So anyway, Reb Moshe says he spoke, and by the way, this is also in the Kibbutz Shiurim. Reb Chanan said he was walking with Reb Chaim and he asked him, how does pidyon work? So Reb Chaim said pidyon could work one of two ways. Pidyon is either just a pure mumminous thing, meaning the reason it's Yotze L'chulin is because Hekdesh owns it, and the minute you buy it from Hekdesh, that's it. Paka Kinyonim, Paka or Kedusha. He says, however, there's another idea of pidyon. And he says, maybe that's the difference between Meiser Sheni and the difference between Hekdesh. If Meiser Sheni is not Mammon Gavaya, but Meiser Sheni is Mammon Hedyot, how does pidyon work, Reb Chaim says? So he says, pidyon could be a formal, ceremonial thing that you do, right? Almost like Kedusha Isha, whether you're actually buying the woman or not. Somehow a person with money can change and alter his status.
Why can't it be a simple transfer? Like when someone's chal.
Right. Yeah, in the words of the briskers, they call it a pidyon's a matir. So he brings a very interesting raya. He says, katshe mizbeach, right, I have a korban. So we mentioned many times, there's a famous tosfos in Bava Kama, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that if I steal someone's korban ayla, and I go ahead and I shecht it, I'm chayiv dalad vehei to the owner of the korban ayla. So Gemara says, what do you mean you're chayiv? Right, you're not being toivich. I forgot the exact lashon in the Gemara. The Gemara says, shelo eino tovich. You're not actually shechting the guy's korban. So the Gemara says, you are. Because when a person has a korban ola, me'ikara de Torah de Ruvain, a korban ola before he's makdashit, it is the shore of Ruvain, v'hash de Torah de Ruvain. And even now, after you've been makdashit, it's still Torah de Ruvain.
Is that only if you hold the Tadova Garim the moment? If it's not a Tadova Garim the moment, then what's Fashak does Ruvain have to hold?
So that's a separate question, right?
I'm just saying, is that the sugya of Garim Lamar?
Yes, it is. That's also sugya of Garim Lamar, according to Reb Shimon, right?
So that's it. Then you understand, because it's a Garim Lamar. There's some value in there. So that's enough to be Machayev Dal Vehe. I don't know if Dal Vehe will be how much the value of the Garim Lamar is.
How's the Garim Lamar?
Because now the guy has to bring a new guy's chayv for carbon oil. Now he has a new expense to buy a new carbon oil.
If he was makadosh this, you know how to raise the oil.
Ain't no chinami. He would not be.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the difference. Okay.
So, but once again, we're talking about the chayv dalad vehe, the extra penalty, the knas.
Yeah.
The knas only applies if I shecht something that belongs to the owner. For instance, the Gemara says Hashochet la'avayda zara would not be chayiv dal vehe, because the minute that he starts the ma'aser shechit la'avayda zara, he asks the object bahana, and it's lav demarik hatovach. Something that's also bahana has no bialis, and lav demarik hatovach. And if lav demarik hatovach, there's no chayiv dal vehe.
Just the chayiv karen.
Correct. So the Gemara says, if I shech someone's carbon oil, lav the marika tavach. The Gemara says, no, meikara Torah the Ruvain, v'hasha Torah the Ruvain. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says, you see that by kodshei mizbeach, the ownership is still yours. So how the psule hamakdashim work? So how is it that when a carbon has a mum, I can be paid to it? I'm not buying it back. I never lost ownership. So he says, it must be like Reb Chaim said, there's a certain maisa pidyon that is not just kinyan. There's a certain maisa pidyon that is an exchange of what? A formal exchange that somehow there's a matir, a chalois, a kedusha on the money. It's something that's right.
If it's a kedusha sabuf, then it can't have any pidyon.
Well, if it has a mum, it does.
The mum takes off the kedusha tzavuf, so that becomes kedusha tzavuf already. It's not kedusha tzavuf, then it goes back to.
But he says it does not lose all kedusha tzavuf. You know why? Because psulei hamukdashim, after there has a mum and you're paid to it, it is now mutter ba'achila and giza, but it's also still has other isurim. It's also by avoida. Plus, there's tamura on it.
Okay,
tamura is chal.
So the kedusha went down.
So he says, you see from there that there's a maisa pidyon that doesn't necessarily just mean you buy it back and you're done. There are maisa pidyon that are formal acts of pidyon that can go ahead and be matir kedusha from one level to another.
We could.
I understand.
That's all.
But anyway, I think the point is well taken, that maybe pidyon itself does not necessarily work midine mamonos only.
Can I just interject the story?
Sure, of course. Please.
My belts are off, so let me tell you the story. I was once meeting with Rabbi Avraham Yeshua Brisker. You know what I mean? I told him that, we're talking about this sugya, it's in Chuvus Chassam Sofer, he talks about it, it's a very negative. And that is, he says, when he was young, he remembers the story, Ashfus Yaakov.
Well, who's talking? Rav Avraham Yeshua talking now?
No, I told him. He wanted to see the Chassam Sofer, so he went in his own shawl and took it out. It's an interesting Chassam Sofer about this sugi. It's Negei Lamaisa. What is it? Let's say there's two people that have yard sight.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes like, two people have yard sight.
Yes.
Okay. It's a very common thing for a rough for sure.
Right.
Whose is it? You know what I mean? It's not. Now, fight. says the Chassam Sofer, in the name of the Shvus Yaakov, from this, you can't steal a carbon. Why? Because the Kohen is Shechet L'Shem Balav. When you talk about Dalet Hei, he shechted, but the Kohen always shechted L'Shem Balav. He says, the Baisham knows whose carbon it is, and it's Oyla Lepolov. He says, whoever's supposed to get the schus is going to get the schus. The other one's davening for the omelet, for the piece of wood, because that person's not going to get the schus. See, he uses this Gemara.
Really interesting.
And how good
can't steal a cottage.
And I want to know, how good does that muscle work? The guys are still fighting over the omelet, correct?
Yeah, the problem is, you're saying, Kvot Shemayim, Miskali, Miskali, you're making a Chol Hashem,
right? Right, yeah.
You're voting with your feet.
Okay. It's one of the things where the heart overcomes the mind, right? Right. The emotion. Yeah. Anyway, I just want to point out, the fact that Yesh Lo Pidyon might not be a knockdown raya, and a clear 100% raya that there's mominous here. That's my point. Now let's see, the Mishle Melech has certain sfeikas about Yesh Me'ilah B'Konamos. Let's see if any of these sfeikas are totally in that discussion of whether there's a momentous aspect to Yesh Me'ilah B'Konamos. B'Mishnah Melech Sham Halacha Tes Nistapik B'Kamadvarim. Number one, Echad. Efshe Davka Im Osir Olav Hana Aval Im Osir Atzma Rak Ba'Achila Efshe Deleka Me'ilah Kevin Delo Domi Lahekdesh. What if a person says, Harei Kikor Zeh Osor Alai Be'achila Kekorban? Meaning he just makes this object Osor Tim like a Korban Legabe Achila. But he doesn't say, Harei Zedafer Zeh Osor Alai Be'hana. Harei Kikor Zeh Osor Alai Be'achila Kekorban. Would you say that that's enough to say that if he eats it, there would be a problem of Me'ila? Or no? Efshar Deleka Me'ilah, why? Kevin Delo Domi Lahekdesh. Since the Hatfasa is only a, so to speak, a Kalachiyat Hatfasa, he's not transferring the full status of a Korban to the object, only the Isra Achila aspect. It's just a way to articulate an Isra Achila, and it's not really have a Chalois of Korban on the object. Uparshit Leh, and the Mishra Melech feels, De'ika me'ila afim asr atzmo ba'achil l'chud. Ve'hevi raya l'zeh. Ach b'masker achila eno chayev al shava pruta imi pachas mi kezayas. Da'achila hi pekezayas v'tzorach kezayas ver shava pruta. And even if you're going to hold like the, say not like the Mishnah Melech, sorry, what does the Mishnah Melech say that there is or isn't? Yesh me'ila, there is or isn't? What does he say?
Yesh.
So even if you can say Yesh Me'ilah B'Konamos, even if all you're doing is an Isra Achila, there would be a distinction that your Korban Me'ilah would only be triggered with an Achilas Kezayis. Because you did articulate your Isra.
It has to be a Shavapruta, you have to have both.
Right, you have to have Achila and a Shavapruta. Because since there's no Me'ilah without less than a Shavapruta, I need a Shavapruta. And since he went ahead and articulated his Isra as an Isra Achila, he needs Kezayis, he needs both. That's very interesting. What do you think that suffix is totally? I don't know. I'm not sure.
If you could slice it, basically that's the sense. Could you slice it? In other words,
right.
A carbon has a momentous to it and it has a chila to it. Could you slice it? You know, is it when a person is toiling something, he's using the whole thing, or you could take one aspect of it? You know, a good thing, just something before we're talking about. Let's say there's a carbon that has a mumah. In our discussion, is it a goof, is it a moment, is it a goof? And he's toiled in a korban of amum. So there you go. If it's a moment, it's bigger things, then it's nothing. But if there's a choy, because it's also because of a void, then he made it. So this comes out like the same thing. He was toiled in a shit. He didn't, he wasn't.
And it was a psula hamakdashim. If a guy goes ahead and says, he goes a hare, I like a psula hamakdashim. Interesting, I don't know.
I mean, but come.
Yeah, I hear. Right. So what's his other, he has another suffix. Let's look at this other. The other suffix is, let's say a guy doesn't use a Lashon Korban. Let's say, and this is a big discussion I'll mention now in Iran, Beis Medalef. Od nis tapek im lo hitfis bedavar hanada. The guy doesn't say, Harei davar zeh, kikor zeh osor like a Korban. Rak omar kikor zeh osor alai. Period. Kikos the Asr Allah. Imyesh Me'ila B'Kanamas in such a case, because there's really no Lashon Korban.
Is it a nether in the first place?
Oh, so for sure it's a nether.
Why?
But there's a machlaikas reshining between the Ran versus Rosh and Tosfos and Beis Hamanaleph why it is a nether. So the Ran says that it's a nether, me'ikar nether. Because the classical case of a nether is a person, kiyid or nether. A person is just saying, Hare Dover Zeh Asr Alai. The Rosh and the Tosfos say no. A classic neder, you must use the Lashon Korban, but this is also, davaza also like midin yad. For instance, a person says Hareat Mekudeshes, the Gemara says, but he doesn't say Hareat Mekudeshes li. We know what the person means and what his kavana is, and we finish off his sentence for him. So similarly, the Rosh and Taisus say, Hare Dover Zeh Asr Alai, it's Asr to him, Midin Yad. We finish off its shorthand and we finish off its statement.
So it's
right. So the Mishnah Melech says it's totally in that. Why is Dover Zeh Asr Alai? Is it Midin Iker Neder like the Ran, or is it Midin Yad like Taisus and the Rosh and Beis Hamanaleph? Odin is topic, im lo hitfis b'davar no, the rak amar kika ze asr alai, im yesh me'ila. V'kas of im ne'mar de b'lo hatfasa, hum idin yad, de gomrin dvarav shehu ke korban, im kem b'vaday ma'ilin, like Tosfos in the Rosh. Ach l'man di amar the ran, de lav mishum yad hu el de gzeres ha'kas of hu, de lo b'inan hatfasa, efshar de leka me'ila b'lo hatfasa. Why efshar? Wouldn't you say a davar pashut? I don't know why efshar. Is there a tzad to say that if ikar haneder is exeret hakasav, haray davar zeh asr alai that yesh me'ila b'kamamos? I would think for sure, definitely not. What do you think? What do you mean efshar? That's what bothered me. What do you mean efshar?
Makes sense.
What?
It makes sense.
Yeah. Ayin bidvarav gam perak aleph midor halacha zayin shem misubak bazeh. Od mistapik the efshar din zed the meila b'nedarim dafka ba'oyser peirosof heinal atzmo heinal acher kevon the yochol lahakdish peirosof yeshmem di meila avol ba'oyser peiros chavero alav. Now a person is allowed to take a neder even if something is not his, meaning to aser upon oneself personally, he can do it even though it's not his property. So when someone asers someone else's property on him, does that have a din yesh me'ila b'konamos? Why? Because a person cannot be makdish davar she'eino shelo, correct? To himself. At all. A person cannot be makdish davar she'eino shelo. It says, ish ki, Gemara in a few places, ish ki yakdish is beso is the pasuk. Ma beso bershusa, av kol bershusa. Gemara in Bava Kama and Erech in many places. So the question is, what about somebody? The efshar din zeh d'me'ila b'nedarim dafka b'oyser peirosof heinal atzmo heinal acherim. Kevan d'yochel lahakish peirosof yeshkem d'me'ila. Aval b'oyser peiros chavero olav, which is good midin neder, but kevan d'eino yochel lahakish efshar d'ein behem me'ila. Od mistapek. Efshar dafkim osa davar mesuyim yesh bo me'ila. Aval ba'oyser hana efshar deleka me'ila. Ayin sham. Now,
we had this was above. That was the whole thing. What's a koinim kalali and a koinim prati? What happens if you ask it somebody, another person, where does it fit into? Koinim kalali, because you finish this over. Koinim kalali, you ask lepidin, a koinim prati, and lepidin. So if you ask it a
No, but the question is, konem kloli, maybe I'm answering my personal object to everyone.
The whole world.
Correct.
What happened? I'm not answering the whole world. We're only five people.
No, but his question is different now. The question is, I'm not answering something I own to the whole world. I'm answering your Danish to me. Since I can't be makdish your Danish, but I can create an isur neder for myself, even though it's not my own object.
But you said that. That's the first line of Talmud.
Konim prati is I am answering my object on myself.
Right. For him, it's a karvan.
Right.
And who mal v'le'achar?
Right.
So what's the
sign? No, koinim prati, but that's when it's his own object. That's when it's his own object.
So the Mishnah Melech wants to know that there is a chalois neder on someone else's property vis-a-vis myself, correct?
Right.
I can create a din neder.
Right.
In other words, I can say, Hare kikor shelcha osur alai kekorban. Everyone agrees that me din nedarim etzcha. The question is, do you say yesh me'ila bekonamais? If I am answering your object on me, because since I don't have the koyach to be makdish your object, I may only have the koyach to create an iser neder on your object, but not a koyach to infuse your object with enough kedusha for me'ila.
Sounds very plausible.
Yeah.
That you cannot.
That you cannot.
Okay.
Interesting.
Once again, I hear what you're saying. Once again, why is it that I can't be makdish someone else's property? Is it only me din mamonos, or is it me din, is it something else? That my maisa makdish, and I can't confer kedusha on something I don't own. Is it mamonos, or the inability to confer kedusha? Because a neder has a chalois on something I don't own, correct?
Mitam lo yachol devaro. But there can't be a, it cannot, there can't, really can't be an issa chefza. Can't be. How could I affect your thing?
So it's fascinating. You're going to tell me yesh me'ila bekonomos, even though there's no iser chefza? In other words, I can say I have to bring a carbon me'ila, even though there's no chalois in the object?
But that there is. What we're saying is that's only if you own it. The only time we're saying yesh me'ila bekonomos is if you own the object. If you do a kind of on somebody else's, ain't me'ila. That's good for what we're saying.
That's the Mishnah Melech's question.
That's his question.
So what's the tutsadim of this question?
It's an amazing, it's a beautiful, wonderful question.
It is.
It's not. Is the gzer, does the gzeras hakasav go so far as to? I mean, it's amazing. It's like I said. It's so implausible. It's hard to even entertain the other side. But the Gemara is not machalik. Yesh me'ila b'konama. So what does it mean? Somehow, the Gzeras HaKasav goes that far. It's extraordinary.
By the way, it's very interesting. If I would ask myself, I couldn't answer this. I would ask myself a question. What is the marker for Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamas? According to the Man D'Yomar, who says, Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamas, Menahani Mili, how does he know that? Is it just a Svara? There's no Psukim brought. The Gemara just says, Boy Mine Rav Hunami Rav, Yesh Me'ila Kos Ein Me'ila B'Kanamas. If you were thinking about this a priori, Hashkafa Rishayna, what would you say? You would say, I would say, L'chora, I need a pasuk or a raya for this. It's a svara? No, it's what's it based on? If I hold yesh me'ila b'konamos, what is it? It's a svara? I'm curious, like, how do you know such a chiddush like this, yesh me'ila b'konamos?
It's a svara,
right. It's a svara. Because you keep saying it's a gzeres kasuv. It's a svara, l'chora. There's no gzeres kasuv. It says this.
It's a svara for Kloli, but for Prati, it's hard to imagine that I can make something into a carbon, and for the next guy, for the owner, it's not a carbon. For somebody else, it's not a carbon.
Yeah.
The same object can have two different statuses.
That's the chiddush.
The question is, how far does the chiddush in Adorim go?
Yeah.
How far does the chiddush in Adorim go? That's the question, Yesh Me'ila B'Kanamos, right?
Or Tfisa. That's
right.
Part of that. The moral of the story is...
But I can't do a Tfisa on somebody else's property.
So the last suffix is Taka suffix in the Ran. And this suffix in the Ran is very interesting. The Ran himself says, I have a suffix. Ubaran Adar Muhammad Alf Nistapik. Ibakonomos la Akhar Shamal. Im Nishalel Viyer Rashad Lahenusbok Mohektish. La Akhamilo Yotzlachulin. I mentioned at the very beginning of this year, Imyesh Me'ila Bakonomos, how far does it go? Does it have all the halachas of Me'ila? The Ran says Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos, there's a Chiv Korban. Then we discussed, is there a Chiv Mamonos? And we wanted to say, is Yesh Pidyon Araya for that or not? The Ran says, I'm this topic. In general, there's another Halach of Me'ila. That whenever a person is Mayel, the object is Yatza L'Chulin. Would you say Yesh Me'ila B'Konamos and the object is Yatza L'Chulin or not? So L'chaira, this I think would be totally on that question, Reb Chaim Eiser's question. If there's a din mamonos by Katshe Bedek Habayas and Kadushas Domim, if that takes on that aspect, and there's actually a mumminous aspect, like Reb Chaim Eiser says, then be yotz lechulin, because kedushas damim is yotz lechulin. But if you can medayek in the run, like the Birchas Avraham is medayek, it's only a din carbon meila, and you're only conferring it a certain type of kedusha, and there's only a chilul kedusha. That's what yesh meila b'kanamos means. Then all I do is I'm chayef to bring a carbon midin chilul, and there might not be a yitzia lechulin because there is no mamonos for it to be extracted from. That may be the suffix in the Ran. Or maybe the suffix is, how does Yitzhiya L'chulin work? Does Yitzhiya L'chulin work me din mominus? That now that I have been mechalal and I'm chayev a keren, the chiv to pay the keren is what's Yitzhiya L'chulin, I might not have a chiv to pay keren. Or is it the etzem chilul that makes it go out the chulin? And here I have a chilul. So very interesting, you sort of stick a question in the Ran, correct? Whether if yesh me'ila b'kanamos also entails what? Also entails yitzia l'chulin. Uparshit the ha-safik hu b'konim klali. And he wants to say like this, and this safik of the Ran is only by a konim klali, where I aser the whole world on this object, where yesh lo pidyon. Correct? But if aim lo pidyon, then a dover parshat there wouldn't be yotze l'chulin, correct? Kamo kachem mizbeach v'shadram shenlam pidyon. Because the Gemara in Me'ilah Yotesim Beis says beferish that what only a dover sheyesh lo pidyon is yotze l'chulin. That's why ein mayel achar mayel b'mekdashim. There is no Me'ilah after Me'ilah b'mekdashim except for what chutz mi behema v'kli sharis. Because the Behemah and Klisharis that have Kedushas HaGuf, there would be Me'ilah after Me'ilah. Because Kedushas HaGuf that has no pidyon, there is no Yitzhiya L'chulin. So he says, a Dover Parshat, where there is no pidyon, there is no Yitzhiya L'chulin. So these Sfeikas are very interesting, correct? These Sfeikas all make us try to figure out what does this actually mean, Yesh Me'ilah B'Konamos. Which to my surprise is interesting, because I looked in a lot of Achronish Sforim on the Dorim. I didn't look in the Stipler, but I would have thought that this is a classical Rosh Yeshiva piece, but I haven't found one yet. I just found that little piece from Moshe Soloveitchik who discusses the nature of pidyon. Whether pidyon necessarily means it's a mammon stick it in or not. And I saw the Achiezer who wants to discuss this idea also. Do you say if Yesh Me'ilah B'Konamos, there's also a mammonous reality? Which to me is a fascinating idea. That by creating, I understand that if a Torah is mechadish, I can answer something on myself. And the way that Issa works is that my words have the ability to give this carbon a certain status. Then maybe that gives it a certain level of kedusha that would be mechayev me, not only bal yachal, but a carbon me'ila. But to say that I'm coming from one end, which is Yisurin, and that somehow generates a momenos dikadin, to me that's a big chiddush. Reb Chaim Eiser says it. Reb Chaim Eiser says that if it's a kainim klali, then there is a reality that there's also a momenos halach and hektish. To such an extent, he says, that if I aser a flower pot on myself, Reb Chaim Eiser says, and I say, this flower pot, my flower pot is ushered to the world like korban. Anything that now grows out of the flower pot belongs to the gizbar. And the gizbar can come and take it. So he really learns, yesh me'ilah b'kanamos means that in the case of kainim klali, there is a mamonos reality that takes effect on the object. Which to me is a very interesting chiddush, right? And I don't know if I would have gone, I would not have gone that far, but he went that far. Which that's the one I want to point out.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.